Senator Linda Wilson's bill would expand the crime of endangerment with a controlled substance to include fentanyl and other synthetic opioids. She tells the story of a 2-year-old boy in a car seat.
His mother smoked fentanyl in the front seat just a few feet away from him. The mother passed out, and when she awoke, she found that her son was having trouble breathing. Called 911, and when they got there, he was unresponsive and cold to the touch.
The Vancouver Republican's measure would apply to someone who intentionally allows a child to have contact with a drug like fentanyl. The crime would be a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison, but Wilson says that's not the goal.
We can hold them accountable and find ways to offer them help through the court system so that maybe someday the children will have the opportunity to live in a home with healthy parents free from addictions, and that children can live a carefree life they're so deserving.
The legislation now heads back to the House, where it died last year. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.